Psychosocial burden of atopic dermatitis, diaper dermatitis, and acne. The current topic is of great relevance for the practitioners, as the childhood skin conditions can affect both children and their families. So we have to be prepared to approach this issue in order to improve the quality of life of our patients. And in the next few minutes, I would like to discuss the psychosocial burden of atopic dermatitis, acne, and diaper dermatitis. To begin with atopic dermatitis, according to the literature, it is a link, maybe an increased risk for the atopic patients for depression, especially in moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. Anxiety disorders, there is a positive association in adults, less studied in children. What about sleep disorders? We know from the literature and from our practice that atopic patients may experience shorter sleep duration, difficulties falling asleep, low sleep efficiency, co-sleeping, in case of children, co-sleeping with parents, cause of great distress for families. And it may be a correlation between sleep disorders and the level of pruritus, scratching, total IgE, sensitization to house dust mites. And it is also associated with disease severity and the level of family happiness. Regarding attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, there is a known link between atopic dermatitis. The children with AD may be a greater risk of developing ADHD. They may exhibit oppositional defiant behavior and autism spectrum disorders. Regarding schizophrenia, the data are controversial, so we can't link the two disorders. But regarding the suicidality risk, yes, it may be a relation. Why? Because of the annoying symptoms of atopic dermatitis, because of the stigmatization and shame experienced from their disease, and impairment of school or work performance. The first step in order to assess the psychosocial burden is to discuss about the concept of quality of life. And I believe it is interesting also this concept named by Basra and Finley, the greater patient. The greater patient comprises not only the patient itself, the child, but also the family members, parents, siblings, or caregivers. And in order to assess the quality of life, first of all, for the patients, we have tools, instruments, and the well-known and highly used is Dermatology Life Quality Index. It is a 10 items questionnaire and has variants for children 4, 16 years old, or for children less than 4 years, infant dermatology quality of life. Recently have been added other tools, for example, RECAP, 7 items questionnaire for families, assessing the impact of the long-term impact in controlling the disease. And for the intensity of pruritus of itch, we have NRS11 and, of course, the visual analog scale. And for the assessment of quality of life for caregivers, family, we have, of course, Family Dermatology Quality of Life Index and Dermatitis Family Index. I put here 3 studies evaluated the quality of life of children with atopic dermatitis and their families. They are observational studies, and all 3 concluded that quality of life is lower for patients with a more severe disease, and that the impact of AD on quality of life is not limited only to the affected children, also affects the physical, social, and emotional functioning of parents. And in a very recent study, this time on adults, about the psychosocial burden, they assessed the impact of atopic dermatitis on quality of life, and the results were impressive. The survey demonstrated that 85% of adults describe interrupted sleep, 70% reported social anxiety, 43% reported they are depressed as a result of their atopic dermatitis. And around one quarter spend up 2,000 euros annually on treatments. The silver lining of this annoying situation is the fact that the greater patient can easily be the greater therapist for the patient. And family members could support in every way the child in this stress. That was about atopic dermatitis on short. And the second disorder approach here today is acne. But I think you agree with me, it is actually the first one associated with comorbidities, especially in adolescents. And according to the literature and from our own experience like practitioners, in adolescents with acne, we may find decreased appearance-related satisfaction, decreased self-esteem and self-confidence, reduction in social functioning, even social phobia, or more severe problems like depression, anxiety disorders, or even suicidal ideation. The most comprehensive conclusion lies in this abstract, and I quote here Professor Drenow and her collaborators. There is not always a correlation between the severity of acne and its impact on quality of life. Opposite than atopic dermatitis, when it is a correlation. So in order to assess quality of life in acne patients, we also have specialized tools. For example, acne quality of life scale, Cardiff Acne Disability Index, body image scale, or more specialized one, usually made by healthcare professionals, like mental score questionnaires, acne internalized stigma scale, back depression inventory, or social anxiety scale. In this very recent meta-analytic review, the core question was, are depression and anxiety more prevalent in individuals with acne than those without acne? And the answer was yes. And I would like to highlight two important conclusions of the same paper, that the undertreatment of acne, represents a risk of psychological morbidity, so acne should be treated aggressively using appropriate modalities. And the second one, that clinicians may be advised to incorporate a referral system to mental health practitioners for all patients with acne who demonstrate or are at risk of developing psychiatric symptoms. Speaking of nowadays and pandemic challenges, we are witnessing a global increase in mental health issues in young people. And we have a recent meta-analysis from the University of Calgary that demonstrated that child and adolescent depression and anxiety both had likely doubled globally when compared to pre-pandemic times. So in 2021, our patients, adolescents with acne, face an increased stress, socializing difficulties, excessively increased screen time and maybe exposure to unrealistic perfect images, mask acne. But there is always a bright side, and social media may play a positive role. We know social media, it is an important part of adolescents' life. And there is this acne positivity movement. It started before the pandemic and now continues with hopefully good results in support adolescent with acne. Last but not least, several words about diaper dermatitis and its psychosocial burden. We know it is a common problem, cause of discomfort for infants and great anxiety for caregivers. There is a vicious cycle because the discomfort of the child suffering of diaper dermatitis give birth to maternal stress and anxiety. And in order to cure, to have an optimal child development, we have to increase parenting quality and healthcare practices. So what we have to do, first of all, educational interventions, advise nappy changes more than 6 times a day, effective and proper use of dermatocosmetics like cleansing agents, emollients, and of course, barrier creams. And if possible, low-cost interventions in order to lower the financial burden. As a conclusion, it is very important to recognize and address psychosocial issues of our patients. In practice, how can we do that? First step would be just asking about how the patient feels. In a short talk and very precise and simple questions. Then we have screening with specific questions on mental health, or we can use specific tools, psychometric instruments. We have, of course, quality of life index or the other related tools. And it is my personal approach. I think it's very important not to traumatize our patients, to support, comfort, to explain how much we can about the disease and especially the treatment. The second step would be the professional support through educational intervention made in clinics or outside the hospital with the help of association of patients, for example, or social media. We have psychological support, very important when necessary. And I repeat, when necessary, the psychiatric examination, so the referral to a mental health specialist. That was my presentation. In the end, I would like to express my gratitude to my colleague and close collaborator, Oana Udra, clinical psychologist in our hospital, to one of my residents, Daniela Șerban, and to our professor and mentor, Dr. Coriolan Ulmeanu, professor of pediatrics in Grigore Alexandrescu Hospital, Bucharest. Thank you all.